to the Sharp Side Podcast. I'm your host, Chaz Prada. And joining me, back from our, was it 2 week hiatus? To talk week 18 NFL. James Bitter just gave the and Austin Tark is also in on this call. Guys, how we doing?
Pretty good. Good start to 2022 on Sunday. Happy to be back.
Good to be back. Yeah. Sorry to the fans, the viewers, the listeners that didn't get to see us, but we promise we will not have an Antonio Brown performance and leave halfway through this podcast.
That's right. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about that. So we're going to do things a little bit different. We will give out bets that we have bet or like or are waiting for or whatever. Probably won't go into some of these games as much just because things can change pretty quickly. Just because it's week 18, people might be sitting. So like, I don't know. We can talk about some of the games that we like. And then at the end, if there's games we haven't talked about, we can give a sentence at the end. But to start, we're going to talk Super Bowl guesses and like Super Bowl, like the Super Bowl market at large. So to start, just current odds right now, what do you think is the best Super Bowl future or conference future left on the board?
I have one that came to my head. So, I mean, I like to, looking at last year, I was regretting that I didn't have any Tampa Bay futures, just because they were the hot team going into the end of the regular season, going into the playoffs. So this year I'm trying to like really look at the teams who are on a little bit of a win streak, coming in hot, coming in just playing well, playing good football. And so I'm looking at, I have six teams right here: Bengals, Titans, Eagles, Packers, Rams, and Raiders. All these teams are coming on 3+ game win streaks. Teams look pretty solid. And the bet that sticks out to you the most is the Titans. And I'm seeing Titans at 11-1 on this site here. I look at their defense that's improved. Their D-line looks really good. They haven't given up more than 20 points in a month. And then the big news is King Henry should be back. He just got activated off the IR. I saw him at practice today running. He looked good to me. And the fact is they have the one seed right now. And if they win this week, they'll get another bye week. Derrick Henry will get even more rest. And this is the same exact Tennessee team that's beat the Bills, Chiefs, and Rams. If Derrick Henry's fresh legs and he's playing like he normally does, I think this is a really good bet. The fact we're still getting over 10-1 here, because the AFC runs through Tennessee if they win this week.
What about you, James?
Yeah, I like that angle as well, but the one I'm looking at is the Bills at +825 to win it all, or +850 rather. If you look at all their losses this year, it's all been one score games. And if you had them on a neutral against a lot of these teams, they'd be favored. So if when they go to Tennessee, if they do, I think you'd see a pick there. So you have a lot of opportunities to hedge out like the further they get. And they've already gone to some of these places like that. You mentioned that Tennessee already beat the Bills, but the Bills kind of dominated that game. There's some big plays here and there for the Titans. And then like a botched snap at the end kind of cost the Bills that game. If they can figure out how to win these close games, I think that +850 is really valuable. They're just top to bottom, I think they have one of the best rosters, and that offense can honestly, no matter the conditions, kind of do whatever they want, wherever they go. I don't really see any defense that's going to slow them down in the AFC. So I think +850 is a really good price.
Can I add one thing to that? I think you said something pretty interesting, just no matter the conditions. I think the league learned a lot in that Patriots loss. I mean, it was really bad game planning. And they should have thrown the ball more often. If they were to replay that game, the Bills win that game 75 times out of 100. I think they're more prepared for a bad weather game and probably more prepared than any other team.
Definitely.
That's reasonable. I don't know if their like roster is still like best suited for it.
Good point.
Just because like I think that if you get an awful weather game versus say like a team like the Titans or the Colts, I would think that like just because of the makeup of those rosters and how good they are in both lines and how well they can run the ball, I just think that it's like, I just think that would just present sort of an ugly matchup for him. For me, I'm going to go a little bit down the board here. And to Austin's point about, like, a hot team, and I know they haven't played anyone, I want to take a look at the Eagles at +6,000. Defense has been good. Both O-line and D-line have been very good, especially on the O-line. And then they just run the ball down teams' throats. And I think that the shift we saw from the beginning of the year towards when they started to win a couple more games was people were getting on Nick Sirianni for how little he was running the ball. with Jalen Hurts and like all those running backs. And once they did start to run the ball a little bit more, they became a top 10, top 15 offense in football. And I mean, like their rushing offense is top three. So they have found a way to do it effectively. And I think that it, like that stuff as like the length of the season goes on, if they can like win that first game and, you know, and like, I think it'd be a good matchup, say against like a team like the Packers. I think that like it just kind of wears on you. And like, if you can lean on it more and more as the games go on, I think it's just a super valuable thing to have. So Eagles for me, obviously it's like, it's Jalen Hurts and not exactly the most incredibly talented team in the NFL, but I think at 60-1, it's a fun little lottery ticket to have in the back pocket.
I think it's also good to win NFC bet, and it could be a great hedge in the NFC championship. Win NFC's 31-1. Because I love your angle. Just, I think they can beat the Packers. We saw what the Browns did. The Browns were able to run all over them. I don't see why the Eagles and their great offensive line can't do the same thing. My the one worry is they're kind of going through a COVID issue right now. So I assume all the guys will be back by next week, but they have 12 guys on the COVID report this week. So the hope is that it doesn't spread to other players and they miss next week as well.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'd argue better this week than next week. So
true.
Then on the flip side, I want to hear your least favorite or like the thing that you could not be caught dead betting on in terms of Super Bowl future. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to, it's like a good team that's going to be upset. But just like a team that you just think has like a lot of holes and it's just the price is way too high. James, you can start.
Probably Dallas 11-1. I just don't trust them to go on the road, especially in like grass or bad conditions and win games. I think we saw them get pretty inflated going into that Cardinals game. They have some really, they have some pretty good wins at home, but if you look at what they've done on the road, they've lost like and kind of laid some eggs on the road. I think that defense is also a little overvalued. Diggs is very beatable, and we saw AJ Green kind of give him the work on a few routes last game,
which is just totally embarrassing.
Yeah, he's literally a dinosaur out there. 11-1 just seems a little short for me. If this was in the 15 range or higher, I would totally understand why you'd bet it, but at 11 being priced just below the Bills and like the Bucks, I just don't see it.
Yeah, that was the one that struck out to me. I want to say Cardinals, but Cardinals being at 17-1, and we just saw them beat the Cowboys, I think it's a little more valuable.
I'm seeing 20.
There we go. I don't think the Cardinals have what it takes to do it. I still think this offense is not tremendous. They definitely need Hopkins back. Who knows if he returns? Maybe this team could be different. But I think they're going to have some tough games ahead in the playoffs. I believe they might even have a rematch against Dallas. Which could be a good matchup.
I think Tyler's 8-0 in that stadium now.
Oh wow! But I'm in agreement with James. I think there's holes in both of those teams. I wouldn't want to take either of them. I guess the winner would play Rams Bucks or something.
I trust those teams so much more.
I do too.
I'll kind of disagree with that last statement altogether. Kind of segue into this. I think Bucks and Rams are two teams that like I would really want to avoid. With the Bucks, they just have so many injuries. It's like very good key players too. And I think that kind of reared its head a little bit against the Jets last week. And like even Mike Evans is questionable to play this week. And I think Austin, before you were saying that Levante David's probably coming back this week, which is a huge boost.
Playoffs, hopefully.
Playoffs. Okay. Even still. And like I already like the Bucks were a team that, you know, we've been waiting for the secondary to get healthy all year long. And, you know, at times we saw, and don't get me wrong, it's Tom Brady with still a great O-line and a good assortment of weapons. So I'm not counting them out by any means. But I think that at 8-1, that's not exactly the kind of price I want to buy in on there, especially with just concerns about, like, all over the field with offensive weapons. I mean, Antonio Brown leaving, which – honestly, it wouldn't shock me if he does play another game this season, just because.
Oh, I don't know.
Tom Brady gets what he wants, man.
Like, the team needs him. Don't get me wrong, but
they need him bad.
It'd be a horrible look if they let him back.
It would be.
you know what? I would let my superstars do whatever they want. So that's where I'm at. But
tantrums on the field are.
Yeah. Antonio Brown stripping naked, but hey, we need him to get his 10 catches, 100 yards. So, and then the other two is the Rams. And this is not to belittle the defense. I think the defense is very good. Nor is it to, I mean, like Cooper Kupp is awesome. OBJ absolutely balled last week down the stretch. The O-line is great. It's a good roster. And Sean McVay just does what he does. But Matt Stafford has been very much struggling the second half of the season. He's had a bunch, like I think it was 17 or 18 interceptable passes the last six games, which is and like that doesn't mean all of them are picks, but I mean we saw last week against the Ravens where it's just clueless, like brain dead decisions, like throwing to a jump ball at 40 yards down the field to OBJ in triple coverage, just throwing a perfect strike to Chuck Clark for a pick six and inside his own 20. I don't think he's like the game breaker that. I mean, not that he's bad, of course. Like, he's still, and I would say, like, an upper third, upper half quarterback. But he's not the guy I want to lean on going into a little more hostile environments when you need to win a playoff game. So
I'll push back on that one.
Okay.
So, look, they're winners of five straight games. And Sean McVay led Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. I mean, if Jared Goff can make it, then Stafford can as well. They have all the pieces on this team. And as of now, they're the two seed. It's a big game this week against the Niners, because if they stick to this two seed, pretty much everyone has to go through them. I would not want to see them in Lambeau again, because I agree that would be a pretty bad spot for the Rams. But if Green Bay can somehow get upset and somehow someone gets past them, it's not like the injured Tampa secondary, the Dallas deep secondary scares me that much off this Rams team. They're getting healthier with Cam Akers. I mean, the pieces are here. But you're right, and it all just revolves around Matt Stafford. And can he avoid making those mistakes? And as you alluded to, for this second half of the season, besides that Cardinals game, which he was fantastic for, he has been pretty bad. But maybe his elite playoff experience will come through, something that he's had a lot of experience in, something that I've been calling out for years, that, yes, this is a big stage for him. But we'll see what he's got. I won't cut out the Rams quite yet just because of the talent they have.
I would argue that the Cowboys are kind of like a bad matchup for him. Because, like, I mean, like, that was the discourse this past weekend was Trevon Diggs is the worst cornerback in football, which I don't necessarily agree with. But, like, you get a guy who, like, just tries to jump every route. Like, every time with a guy who's a little loose with the ball, I feel like that's not exactly the best formula for a team like the Rams. That being said, I do understand where you're coming from. You were talking about this kind of when we started, where we've been talking about, we haven't really paid much of the AFC any thought, but we've been talking about the NFC all year, and like we still haven't come to a conclusion other than like the Packers are the deserving one seed and have a big advantage at home. But I don't know. Very interesting.
Gun to your head, who is in the Super Bowl?
I'll let you guys start. I need to think about that.
Bills and Packers.
Wow.
I really want to throw my Tom Brady in there, but I if there's a gun to my head, and Jazz made just a lot of points, just this Tampa team you can't trust. So I'm going to go with Packers, but I'm going to go with Chiefs, Packers. I think that was Super Bowl number one.
If I am staring down the barrel of a gun, right on my noggin, I think I'm going Packers, Chiefs too.
Okay.
Yeah. Chiefs.
I agree.
It's Patrick Mahomes' world until he doesn't get to the Super Bowl again. And I'm just, and you know what? If he's a dog in that game, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to take him as a dog, which I will never, ever let myself live that one down. But I don't know. I don't care, like, the struggles they've had. I think their defense turned a corner, and it's Patrick Mahomes. So I'm pretty happy with that. Am I disrespecting Aaron Rodgers? Are we disrespecting Aaron Rodgers? We are.
All three of us just put him in the Super Bowl. That's true. How it's disrespecting him.
But also, who would you pick to win? Gun to your head. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Between like the matchup I picked?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Packers against the Chiefs, but I kind of like the Bills against the Packers. I'd honestly go Bills.
That's wild to me. That's wild to me. I think you're kind of alone on that island there.
It's all right.
8-1 is a good number, I won't lie. And
I see it. I can get behind that. We didn't talk about the Titans either. Austin, I thought you were gonna mention them.
He did.
I did. That's just not my gun to my head bet. That's my favorite bet to make. But gun to my head, I cannot possibly take Ryan Tannehill.
No, dude, he's our MVP. All right.
Hopefully get
he's
some
votes. You got some work to do this week.
Hey, we asked. We said, hey, if Tennessee gets the one seed, you never know. They got the one seed, but
you know what?
Not because of Tannehill.
The volume of numbers just did not accrue. All right. Should we talk about our favorite plays?
Yeah.
We'll start Saturday. Do any of you guys have any sort of lean like on Chiefs, Broncos, Cowboys, Eagles?
I think that the Cowboys make a good teaser leg if you don't want to lay the 7. It's been reported that Philadelphia is going to sit starters, and now they have 12 guys on the COVID list. So I don't see any motivation for Philadelphia in this game. They punched their ticket last week. Dallas will be playing their guys for how long, I don't know, but they're playing for seeding in this one. So I think this game matters more to them than it does Philly. I don't really want to lay 7 here, but I think they get a big enough lead that you could tease this and probably feel pretty comfortable to win the game.
Micah Parsons on the COVID list. I think the Eagles could remain fairly competitive here. I mean, sure, they might sit a couple guys, but I mean, Gardner Minshew, when he's come in, has looked pretty solid.
Is it for sure him?
I would imagine so. I don't know why it would be anyone else. I mean, if it's Jalen Hurts,
it's definitely not Jalen Hurts. 100% not him.
Wow, but I would be scared to bet about teasing against Minshew. I mean, just Minshew's always playing for his job. After the last game,
funniest thing I've ever seen. What do I need to do to be the starter? You aren't going to be the starter.
That's a step below Zimmer going, I see him enough in practice, or I see him every
day. No, that is not below that. That's at least that was like in private. Zimmer did that just in public after like a game. I see him in practice every day. I don't need to see him. That's just the ultimate fuck you.
He's just an angry old man. I hate that guy. Yeah. If he doesn't get fired, I quit watching football.
I bet you he doesn't.
I bet you he doesn't either.
Guys are worse. Chiefs Broncos. I actually think I might bet the Chiefs. Drew Lock's been fine, but the Chiefs do need to win, and I think the one worry here is that, like, the Chiefs are up a couple scores and they just let Chad Henne kind of do his thing, and Drew Lock just goes berserk in the fourth quarter. But
you can target first half, then probably give yourself a 5.5 or a 6.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like that a lot. I actually really like that. Cowboys Eagles. I think the tease is probably the way to look, but I think Austin does make a good point.
Oh my God! If you look at the results of the games in this series, it's a bloodbath. Kansas City just murders the Broncos. Broncos haven't won a game since 2015 against them.
Whoa. Also, I do remember the Broncos taking money in the Sunday night game earlier this year, no?
They were Austin's best bet.
I was all over them. And if you watch that game, they're very they're just definitely some bad blood between the two teams, which is why I don't necessarily want to get in front of this Broncos team who – they definitely have their I don't know if Chubb's playing, but Broncos love they like this matchup and playing in Mile High. I mean, if Chiefs are sitting guys, Broncos are still gonna be pretty motivated to win this game. But all right, I'm passing at both Saturday games. I really have nothing.
Yeah, pretty tough games. I can't believe like they flexed two games on Saturday and they said these are the two.
Yeah, they're shit.
Yeah, they're horrible. Put these in 10 a.m. Sunday when like with all the other games that don't matter.
Well, I feel like it's Cowboys are automatically going to draw eyes.
Yeah.
And totally. I guess
and the Chiefs are the same thing.
And the Chiefs also have something to play for.
Yeah. I mean, technically they both do, but it's just, are you going to be a two or a three, basically?
The Chiefs can't get the one seed, so.
That is true.
I'm sure we will get to you in a second, but moving on to Sunday. Colts, Jaguars. Jaguars getting 15.5. Austin plus 750 on the money line.
This is fucking revenge for ruining my Survivor.
Totals at 44. That's right. You lost week one Survivor last year, right?
Fucking Jags beat the Colts. And you want to know a fun fact?
They haven't won there since like 2014, right?
2014. They've won six straight games at home against the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I need to not to play plus 15.5 here. It's just far too many. And it probably gets bigger by Sunday as well.
Totally. I mean, it's going to be like 17.5.
This number is far too big for a team. These two teams play each other close, even though it's tough to back this Jags team after what they did last week in New England. But I think it's too many points for a Jags team that's like Colts obviously are motivated. They need win to get in, but I don't see why the Jags aren't just as motivated to kick their division rival out of the playoffs. I'll give me the points. I'll love it.
I agree. I think this is absurd, which also, especially when you think about like it's at home, which like the Jags don't have fans, but.
They do. They're all coming in clown suits this week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so the atmosphere is going to be rocking then.
Okay. Wait, are they really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No, it's actually happening.
That's hilarious.
Anything on the total?
What is the total?
44.
Mid 40? No, that seems about right. I also like the Jags too. They played earlier this year, and the Jags actually had a better yards per play and more yards. And lost. This just feels like.
But was that with Urban Meyer?
Yeah. So
it's hard to replicate that then.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Well, I'd say I rescind my like. no, I don't. But 15.5 is too many here. I would wait on this one as well. We just saw the Jaguars in the same neighborhood at this time last week against the Patriots. And then Sunday they closed 17 or 17.5. So you could probably get two more points here if you wait.
Hold on really quick. I don't know if I would kind of be shocked if it gets to 17.5.
Why?
Because I don't know who really wants but the Colts right now.
Everybody.
Like back Carson Wentz.
We saw it last week. I mean, they went from 7 to 9.5 on Sunday. Like, what the hell is that?
That's true.
I don't think it matters. I think like just the general consensus is that no matter who you put in front of the Colts or like in front of the Jags, it's just going to be like run, run, run. They can't stop it. So,
yeah.
Which I would argue that I'm not going to make that argument. That's the Jets rush defense argument. I'm not doing that. Austin, what were you going to say?
So I have two breaking news dropped on the Sharp Side podcast.
Okay.
One, California's mask mandate just got extended to February 15th, which is after the Super Bowl. So now they're thinking of moving venues, possibly to AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. That could be big. And then second, no one really cares about us, but SDSU Nevada just got canceled on Saturday. It's going to be SDSU Colorado State at Viejas this Saturday.
Oh,
that's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sweet. Damn. A little bit more breaking news. Well, winter storm is approaching Spokane. That's Titans at Texans. Texans getting 10.5 at home. And plus 375 on the money line. I'm smelling something big cooking this Sunday. Totals at 43. Austin, you don't really have many thoughts on this game, right? It's me and James.
Go for it.
All right. Go ahead, James.
Well, the line here just doesn't make any sense to me. So first off, I like the Texans quite a bit here. They played it, 6 weeks ago in Tennessee? Yeah, there was a ton of weather in that game, but I think the Titans closed 8.5. And now we get this game 5-6 weeks later, and they're minus 10 on the road. I think you could argue the Texans have been upgraded since that point. Definitely the last few weeks. They've been playing better football as of late. And the Titans on the other side, they had A.J. Brown for that game. So I don't really think you could say they got healthier since then. So it's pretty much the same team. The only circumstance that's changed is if they win, they're the one seed. So I think that added motivation is giving you plenty of value here. I just think 10.5 is too many here. It doesn't matter if they win by 1, 5, 100. So just any sort of win gets them in. Plus 10.5, give me the Texans have been playing well, especially at home.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's too many points. I'm trying to pull up offensive line statistics right now.
I will say, though, that game that the Texans won, I think they're outgained by 250 yards and won the turnover battle like 6-0. So it was very fluky that they won at Tennessee, but still too many points here.
The Texans' line is awful. That's my big worry, which I think that the Titans D line has been just so dominant. And we saw it last week against the Miami Dolphins aren't, I wouldn't call them a good team, but like they've had good results. And on top of that, and like despite a horrific offensive line, and then we saw the Titans just absolutely truck them. I think most of it's just due to the pressure they cause up front. But yeah, it's just a number here for me. And I think that the Texans have shown themselves to be a little competitive and a little feisty in these games recently. And I think that being able to sweep the Titans would be kind of something to crown a season on. So I'm not super worried about that. Austin, any thoughts here?
The two things I'll say is, one, Titans don't exactly have motivation to get margin in this game. I mean, they just need to win. So if they're up late, they're more likely to just sit on the clock. All they got to do is win this game. But at the same time, they really need to win this game because they need this one seed. And they need that extra bye week. I mean, when you have Derrick Henry, who's slowly coming back, and if you could give him an extra week and those legs an extra week, I see a motivation spot for them. So I'm just going to fade this game altogether.
That's fine. Moving on to the Washington football team at the New York Giants, which I think those fans should show up in clown costumes too.
Oh, yeah. But
the Washington's laying 7 on the road, which is absolutely insane. Total's at 38, Giants plus 255 on the money line.
Give it to me.
I think I might use the – I want to use the keyword for the Giants, which is quit. But I think Jake Fromm is starting and the number didn't move. James, take it away.
Give me the football team -6.5, -7, whatever you find out there right now. Following the Giants game on Sunday, he talked about how they don't have guys fighting on the sidelines like other clown organizations. This is Joe Judge, the Giants head coach. And today he refused call with the Washington, D.C. media, which is kind of something you do week to week with the opposing team's media base. So I think there's bad blood here. I think that Ron Rivera is a player's coach and his players love playing for him. And if you have press clippings like that, they will want to come out and just lay the wood here to the Giants. And on the other side, the Giants, like it, no matter who they run out their quarterback right now, it's just going to be horrible. You use the keyword. I do think it's applicable here. Joe Judge is talking about how all his exes leave him and want him back. I don't know how you can start talking about that after you just lost to the Bears, nevertheless, by 30. Washington by no means should be laying 7 really anywhere, but in this game I think it's applicable. I think they win by 20, and Fromm is just horrible too, so I don't think you need to worry about the Giants scoring.
Well, it's officially Fromm, not Glenn.
Yeah, it was announced yesterday or this morning.
I cannot believe I bet the Giants last week. best bet.
Sorry, we didn't give James's credit. James is what, 12-4-1 right now?
Yeah.
Or something crazy, which, good for you, man.
That's not the best record in the NFL, though. So Packers are 13-3. So if they lose this week to the Lions, you could possibly have the best record.
And no, because I got the tie.
No, Packers be 13-4. You'd be 13-3-1.
We have 18 weeks because we're going to get a bye week, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I guess it would be a tie, right?
Yeah, technically.
Which, did you ever fade the Packers and win?
No, I was on them a lot, though.
Okay, so that means they probably
if I went through their schedule, I was probably on like 3 times for best bets.
They probably have the tiebreaker then.
Yeah, they were a good part of my success. They're also my tie, though.
That's true. That is true. What game are you? Oh, Joe Judge. I'm betting the football team. Yeah, like he's giving them bulletin board material. What a moron.
That's like the last thing you want to be doing when your team is playing like this too. Like you're not firing up your team. I know. Dude, I think that Giants pass rush is going to kill Jake Fromm. I feel bad for him already.
You mean football team?
Oh, no. I feel bad for Jake Fromm. Yeah, the pass rush. Their pass rush.
I don't. Like, he sucks. That's his fault choosing this as a career.
Yeah, he's just going to be a battering ram, dude. It's going to be bad. It's going to have a party in the backfield.
That it will. And I'm hoping we see a Washington football team like fake fight celebration after a sack. I think that'd be pretty cool.
After they take a fumble to the house.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens. This one, I'll start. This one had, oh no, it's, I was talked into waiting before betting it, which I think is a really good idea, but I'm just going to go ahead and say this is my best bet. Both teams, right? The Ravens can still make the playoffs. Technically.
Yeah, I think they both need the Colts to lose. So,
okay. I think that this is just like kind of like the spot that Jim Harbaugh will kind of thrive in. I think that this is the Lamar number, I would argue, but I think the Steelers defense is so bad that like, I don't, Tyler Huntley can start and like, I'm not really worried. Last week we saw the Ravens kind of gashing the Rams for long runs. And I think going into last week, the Steelers led the NFL, in like a 5-6 week span and most 10 plus yard runs allowed. Which I think against the Ravens is not exactly where you want to be as a defense. I just kind of think that the Ravens kind of roll here. I feel like it's a little bit of an emotional letdown too after last week where the Steelers beat up on a rival and they gave Big Rape a, you know, like an emotional send-off in the stadium, which like, cool. So 5.5 feels a touch high right now, but if it is Lamar playing, I'm actually okay laying that below 6. So I'm just going to wait for quarterback news to kind of see how it shakes out.
I mean, I'd just be with careful waiting because if Lamar does play, this number's shooting up.
I don't think it is though. Like maybe it goes to 6.
Oh no, it'll be over 7.5, 7.5.
At home against the Steelers though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Lamar's in, yeah, I think so. I mean, it was four at Pittsburgh a month ago with Lamar, and now it's 5.5 with Huntley.
Yeah, but I think you got to downgrade the Ravens since then with all the injuries they've had in secondary.
Yeah, but they you have to upgrade them with a Lamar. One thing I'll add. So I mean, you kind of hit on just it was a very let. I think it's just kind of a letdown spot for the farewell tour for Big Ben. Just the send off that he had. I mean, that's. That was the way he ended the season. I don't know how amped he's going to be for this game. But then the other thing I want to add is Tomlin also got his 18th straight winning season in that game. I think that kind of might have been a motivational angle for the team to win that for their coach. And now that they got that, they're satisfied. If they lose this game, Tomlin's legacy is still there. It's just another factor that, like, I wouldn't call this. It's just a max motivation game for him. I feel like last week was their big game, their send-off.
I say this is a max motivation game for sure.
They can still make the playoffs. Teams. Yeah.
Yeah. And like every time they play each other, it's like an instant classic. Like last time, no matter how good one team is or how bad the other is, they always play within a possession. So I think I would totally be on the Ravens here if it's a different situation with another team not named the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that is who they're playing. So I'll probably just avoid the game altogether.
Yeah. That's reasonable. To the afternoon we go. The Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are knocked out. I think the Patriots are locked into a playoff spot, but they can still technically win the division. Dolphins getting 6.5 at home. Total is at 40. I don't have much. I just feel like the Patriots always struggle, especially late in the year when they go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Just anecdotally. So I kind of want to take the points. And I think it's a good time to buy off of, like, this is, I think the Dolphins are a team that, like, have enough young guys and have like enough, you know, like people looking for jobs and like, cause like the roster is like fairly talented. So it's not like these people are just going to be out of football anytime soon. So I don't think they're just going to like roll over and let the Patriots just take a steamy number two on them. So I do think that 6.5 is just, it's going to remain a little competitive. My goodness, I'm looking at all these totals right now. They're all so low compared to last year.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You look at last year's results, and they were all shootouts.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I think the over is the move in a lot of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, less effort on defense, guys not wanting to get hurt week 18.
I don't think you're wrong.
That's why.
Every total under 50. Not a single total is at 50.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Most are under 43.
Well, I think part of it, too, is like the backups on offense. They just worry about like the continuity. Like, yeah. That Bengals game being at 38.5 is crazy. In the Giants game at 38, I don't think we saw, like, any games in the 30s last year.
Oh, my God. I'd hate – I wouldn't want an over with Fromm.
No, I know. I think
that's the one game I would happily recuse myself. I don't want an over with Heineke. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we just went under 37.5, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And it hit with no sweat.
No, yeah, that was a sweat. That was a sweat.
I mean, they won 18-10. The total was 37.5.
Yeah, but they hit that
overtime
conversion.
Yeah.
It also started off what, 10-9?
Yeah, and then they realized they were the Panthers and the Saints in the second half.
That's true. Speaking of the Panthers and the Saints. Never mind. They're not playing each other, so we all know why I said that, but I was looking at both teams because they're right next to each other right now. We'll move to the Saints Falcons. Saints on the road to Atlanta. They're laying 4. Total's at 40. The Saints own the Falcons. But the question is, do I want to lay 4 with Taysom Hill? How are the Falcons 7-9, man? They're so bad.
I think you sent that
DM the worst
today.
Team in football.
Yes. If you flipped around one score possessions, they'd be 2-14.
Oh my god.
That is crazy. Their luck in these one score games has just been off the chart.
Why are we laying it?
I'm
laying it. Every
so called like sharp or like podcast I've listened to, they all like the Falcons and they're talking about like this motivation angle.
No way.
Atlanta's won one game at home this year. It was against the Lions. They were outgained by 100 yards. The Saints go into Atlanta every year and win. Like, it's a flat 4 now. Yeah. I'm going to bet the Saints.
The Saints own the Falcons. I think earlier in the week you said, like, you think it should close 7. I honestly think that's where the number should be.
The Falcons, I can't believe it went down.
I don't see why. Why on earth bet the Falcons?
In any game.
They did beat the Saints.
Yeah, but you remember that spot, right? That was the week after Jameis got hurt, and they just beat the Bucks. Total sleepy spot.
Good point. First game of Simeon.
Yeah. And the Saints still almost came back with Taysom when he came in the game, or was it Simeon still?
No, it was Simeon. But they stormed.
They were down like 25-7, and they almost came all the way
back. Yeah, they had the lead.
Took the lead. And then like there's a couple good Matt Ryan throws, and it got him a field goal.
Classic Falcons.
It is truly. I'm betting Saints. I'm going to. Some of these games are pretty fun. Plus, Saints can still make the playoffs. So.
Oh yeah, they'll be scoreboard watching. There's the total max motivation.
All right. What would you say to a Falcons team total under? Total too low.
I like that. It'd be 18. I don't see them getting 19-20 points. But the way the Saints defense has been playing, I mean, Matt Ryan is going to die in the backfield.
That's true. Which I feel like we already buried him once or twice this year. So.
And last year.
Maybe he's a cat and he has 7 more lives. Skipped over Jets Bills. Austin, you said you like the Jets in this game. They're getting 16. Another plus 750 on the money line. Are we having is it the J parlay? The Jets and Jags?
Ooh, now you're talking. No. I think the Bills do win. I just think it's far too many points. I'm kind of impressed. Like, there's a lot of bad teams in this league. Like, comparing the Jets to the Giants, the Jets are so much better than the Giants right now in a neutral. They're playing pretty hard right now, and they should have beat the Bucks last week. And then I look at this Bills team where last year and the beginning of this year, I remember loving to bet against them when they were betting on them when they were playing against bad teams because they'd love to just blow them out. But lately, they've been keeping games pretty close against inferior teams. They've even trailed or just covered at the last minute lately in the last couple months. And also, I just don't really see the Bills' motivation to get any margin. You know, in the week 18, you're just looking on to move for the next week. All they got to do is just win the game to clinch the division. So I also like the fact that Jets had, I think, 9 guys out for COVID last week. They should be getting back this week. It's pretty impressive how many guys they were out last week in the fight that they still had. I just think it's too many points. I'll gladly take the dog here. And you can argue that the Jets might even be a little motivated to not just give the Bills the division win. I mean, this is their chance to play a little spoiler, give it to the Patriots. I mean, I guess they don't like the Patriots either, but it's still a spoiler taking a division title away. In the end, I think it's too many points. Bills win, but 16 is too much.
One thing I didn't say, which I meant to when we were talking about kind of Super Bowl features, Super Bowl teams, was I feel like we have yet to truly see the loss of Tre'Davious White kind of rear its head, because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but other than the Bucks, where I think it did show, I don't think that they've, you know, faced like a truly like high flying passing team.
Barrios, you're saying Braxton Berrios to all the props this week?
First of all, yes. But second of all, I think that like the last couple of weeks, Zach Wilson has looked a little bit better. And last week, especially, it's like more confidence in tight window throws and things of that nature. And so, maybe like they're able to, you know, connect on a couple deep bombs and are able to, I think they stay within, they're pretty likely to stay within this number. Especially with such a low total, which once again, 41 with the Bills, and the Bills aren't actually. Mm. I think this might be my favorite bet of the weekend. The Bills are the team where when they do play a bad team, they love to run it up. Which, like, how shocked would you be if the Bills scored 42 points in this game?
Dude, they scored 56 last year on the Dolphins in Week 17, and they were 12-3 in that game and already had the division locked up.
So
56.
Austin, want to talk a couple of hot takes? I think I'm going to do mine right now. I think the Bills cover the total on their own, and the Jets score. What's 42 minus 16? And 26. The Jets score. And the Jets score 27.
Oh, that just won't happen. I do not like my odds. If Bills are putting up 42.
No, but do you kind of get my point?
I do. My only pushback is James had a great rebuttal that they did it last year. But I mean, what is the reason to get margin here? I mean, you're up 14 late in the game. Why not just sit on it? I mean, I don't understand. And this number is going to get bigger by Sunday too. I don't see why you want to run it up in the fourth quarter when it's just, you got to move on to next week.
I don't know why they would either, but they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter last year.
Yeah, unbelievable. I remember there was like, was there not like a motivational spot? I mean, and Dolphins were, if they won, they make the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't remember. Dude, I'm looking at these scores.
Why the fuck did they do
in
that?
In these games where they played like starting quarterbacks and the games like didn't really matter, we're seeing like 60 and 70 point games. I don't understand how these are all totaled like 40 and 44.
Yep.
Yeah,
I might want to bet some overs. What if we bet them all?
You blindly, you probably do pretty well.
I'm in. I think if you take like James said, the games where like all the starting quarterbacks are playing, I don't think that's a bad angle. Because if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, which I know LaFleur said he might play a little bit, but like I don't want, you know, I'm not putting my confidence in Jordan Love or anything like that. But same with like, you know, if Joe Burrow doesn't play, things like that. But like Titans, Texans, the Texans have nothing to play for. So, and I mean, maybe this is, I'm probably, you know, counting these chickens too soon, but like why on earth would the Texans punt? And like at any point in the fourth quarter.
Exactly. Yeah, totally agree. I mean, you'll be hard pressed to push me to like a Washington G-man over. I'm just not going to bet that.
No,
you couldn't make me. Same with probably the Saints, but all these other ones, you could easily talk me into it.
Yeah. All right. All right. I feel like this is kind of going a little long, so I'll try and speed this up a bit. Panthers, Bucks, Panthers, laying or getting 8.5 on the road. God, that feels short. Total at 41.5. I kind of want to bet the Bucks just because I think the Panthers are terrible. The Panthers started out 3-0 this year. Sam Darnold's 3-0. That's absurd.
They really regressed to the mean, 2-11 since.
I kind of want to lay with Bucks.
I do too.
I'm not going to talk you out of it because I also do. Looking at these results from last year, you'd expect these teams that like clinched already to kind of like take their foot off the gas. But I mean, those are some of the more lopsided games I'm looking at. Like the Bucks last year, what was it? They won 44-27 against the Falcons. And they were already clinched.
The Panthers? Oh, okay. But my thing is, I mean, it's not exactly a huge motivational spot for the Bucks. They don't have to get, like, I mean, I guess they can get the 2 seed, I believe. They want the 3. So they can get the 2, I guess. But, I mean, I don't even know if they give a shit about seeding. It's more just they need to get reps. They need to get momentum heading into the playoffs. And if they have no AB, there's still no Godwin. These receivers need reps. So I wouldn't be surprised if they take this game like it's a normal big playoff game and the offense gets swinging. I also might take just Bucks first half because it could be a scoreboard watching game. I wouldn't be surprised if they just get off to a hot start. You're going to get under a touchdown for the first half. So that might
easily
be my play. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. What about like a Bucks first half team total over?
Yeah, it's 41.5. So
like 14.5, 13.5?
Yeah. You know, we're getting pretty good value here because weren't they -10.5 at Carolina 2 weeks ago? Do you really think they're going to rest guys like that for this line to move 2 points?
I guess this one we should wait on. It
should be 3 points. No, I don't. Like, I don't think they really rest guys.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, goodness gracious.
Unless they're accounting for guys that like we don't know. Mike Evans didn't play in that game. Like guys that we don't know are sitting, but like we're just not accounting for.
Oh. I don't know. Bucks tease 8.5 to 2.5.
Yeah.
Although
I think I just
like is there any is there anything even else to tease it with? Not really. Maybe the football team.
Football team.
Yeah. Seahawks, Cardinals. Seahawks getting 6.5 at Arizona. Total 48. The Seahawks put 51 last week, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are the Seahawks live?
Oh, totally live. They're my best bet.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's probably Pete Carroll's last game, and Russell Wilson kind of hinted at leaving. If you look at the series history, Seattle has always fared really well in Arizona. And weirdly enough, Arizona's fared really well in Seattle, so it's kind of just like this weird alternating wins. If it's their last game, you think they're not going to go out with a bang here? I don't see like any punts in this game. The way Seattle's defense has been playing, I think Arizona will be able to score. But the way Seattle's been running the ball with Rashad Penny and just scoring at will these last like 4 or 5 weeks after just being complete dud on offense, I really like what I've seen from Seattle. I think 7's too many, 6.5 both ways. I think they're really live in this game. Definitely a little bit of a boost here in this line from a so-called motivation edge here, but I think Seattle will be max motivated. The opportunity to ruin Arizona's hopes of hosting a playoff game, as well as the last game of Pete Carroll and maybe Russell Wilson. And I love this over. I think this is my favorite over by far. I think this game could just be an absolute shootout. Maybe not what we saw last week between Seattle and Detroit, but I see a lot of points in this one. I don't know who gets stopped.
Sold me. I don't have much to add, but I will I clicked on the Seattle Cardinals game, and the video that pops up is, are the Giants a good landing spot for Russell Wilson?
No. Not the first single quarterback.
Come to New Orleans, Russell. Come to New Orleans. Niners at the Rams. Also, I echo everything you just said, James. Like the Seahawks, too.
That's a really good handicap. I'll be on them.
I won't lie. I did tune out for a quick second, but did you mention – I feel like they might be – I feel like they are undervalued last week, and then there's just kind of like way too much of a market correction this week.
I attribute that to motivation, but you're totally right about that too.
Okay. All right. Niners plus four at the Rams in SoFi, and total is 44.5. This, I think if I were to bet any under, it would be this.
Yeah.
I just think clock will be running. Niners defense is, I think, greatly improved past few weeks. And I just don't think that, like, explosive plays are going to be in total abundance here. So
I have one pushback that kind of decides this whole game.
Sure.
Niners have five guys on the COVID list. Four of them are in the secondary, including Jimmy Ward and Kawan Ooh. Williams.
Okay, yeah.
So that, I mean, apparently they all have a chance of playing, but if they miss, you can't even bet on the game if you don't know if their whole secondary's out or not.
Yeah, that's huge. James, you like the Niners, right?
Yeah. This is just a simple matchup they've always fared well in. Motivation, not a question for either team here. Obviously, Niners winning it. Rams, you win, you host a playoff game. But Shanahan's won the last five meetings, and honestly, none of them have been particularly close. I don't know what it is or what scheme that he runs that gives McVay this trouble, but the Niners just have a really good matchup here. And I think getting five is honestly just too many. If this was down at three, I'd probably pass it, but getting the number three in kind of what we expect to be a lower scoring game is really important. I think the Niners are super live here, and honestly, I kind of think they win.
I could see it. And Jimmy G's questionable to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard there's a chance he goes.
Yeah. I'd love this if Jimmy G went.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, I kind of question it because, like, I just don't know how he'll play under the fire of, like, Aaron Donald and some of the pass rushers. But Jimmy
totally,
G, I love
totally
it.
Agree. I think that's a good point. Finally, Sunday night. I think this is the game I'm most looking forward to. Chargers, Raiders. Raiders getting three. At the Death Star, total 49.5. Just another game I want to bet an over in. Nate Hobbs, is he going to play, or is it just DUI stuff right now? Because I know, like, DeMonte KZ got a DUI and was played the next week.
He was asleep at his wheel in the middle of a freeway exit. I kind of doubt he goes.
I'm telling you right now, the justice system moves very slowly, okay?
You got a guy going 140 in a 25, and you got another guy sleeping getting off a freeway.
Choose your fighter.
Oh my God. And the Raiders have been through it all.
I shouldn't be joking about that. Someone died. But
the dog.
Okay. Just come on. Someone get me back on track.
I got some.
Go. Lay it on me.
Oh. Thank you. Look, I don't even want to talk about really the game. I looked at this Raiders number, man. 40 plus 44 to win the AFC. I know it's like it's probably not going to happen, but I like riding this hot team in. And look, this Raiders team, I don't know, there's something about Derek Carr, man. He made a play last week in that Colts game that is just really just starting to toot his horn a little bit. Waller gets healthy. They still have a decent run game. Josh Jacobs looks all right. I know I was the one who said they were only win five games, and here I am saying they'll win the AFC. But I just like riding the hot team. And I think 44 is a very valuable number, and I think they're live to at least – that's alive at least for a hedge bet. If you think they win this game, then I'd rather just bet that because I think you can – there's some hedge opportunities in the future.
Yeah, I don't think they win this game, though.
That's fair.
I want to see, like, how they played against playoff teams.
If they win, they also
they have not
more than
any.
Likely would play the Chiefs, and the Chiefs would beat them by 75.
They've played a couple playoff teams and they kick their ass. Bengals, Chiefs.
They
beat the Colts.
They beat the Eagles.
Well, yeah, but Ravens. We know why they beat the Colts. We went over this. They had to win for Matt.
They did. They won for John Madden. But does that carry over? Dude, people are still talking about John Madden. Does that carry over?
Yeah, is this the Madden year? Is this the Madden curse? This is the ultimate Madden curse.
Raiders the Madden curse is the Raiders winning it.
Something. Okay, you may think the Chargers can win, but do you think three is valuable?
No, I'm just going to moneyline parlay this.
Okay.
I'm going to play it with
Oh,
I don't know.
Saints.
Probably. Yeah, I kind of like the Saints. That's a good. That's not a bad part of the league. Them with football team is probably what I was thinking.
I'm going to bet an all over doing this because I think this could become just absurdly high scoring. Just with the Chargers' penchant to give up a bunch of points to even league average offenses. And I think that Herbert is just a true beast of his own. And he could just go berserk, especially if Nate Hobbs doesn't play. So I'm going to look that up right now.
One angle I want to talk about. So I'm sure everyone's seen the stat. If both of these teams tie, that's if the Colts lose.
Yes, he is going to play. I told you guys.
Who? Nate Hobbs?
Yeah, he's going to play.
Good for him. So if the Colts lose, both these teams can tie to make the playoffs. That
would be awesome.
It would be awesome to see them knee the entire game, including overtime. I think it's an interesting angle if this game does somehow go to overtime. I would expect both these teams to play pretty damn conservative because they'll definitely know that. But that's a make-believe world that the Jags win in. But I'm just telling you, the Jags are kind of live.
I wonder what a parlay of Jags, money line, and a tie would pay.
That's fucking wise.
I saw a tweet. Big Cat tweeted that earlier because he saw the scenario. Just to make sure as well, I looked at 2019 week 17 when there were fans, and all these games are absurdly high scoring too. So last year with no fans didn't change anything. Week 17 is just, or week 18 now, it's just when overs galore.
Wow. All right, nice.
Let's do it.
I'm in. Bunch of overs. What did we say? Chiefs Bucks first half. Seahawks, that was your best bet, right, James?
Yeah, I like the Seahawks and the over.
I like the Ravens. And then, Austin, you like Jets and Jags. And
just give me Jags. I'll take just Jags.
Okay. And you know what? But the J parlay is hitting this week.
Agreed.
So
Johnson and Johnson.
Which I would argue, that might pay even more than Jags and a tie. It should anyways. Okay, and then finally, we're going to get out of here in a second, but any playoff or season hot takes, I want to hear them. I think it sounded like Austin gave his.
Did.
Raiders
40, hotter than that.
Raiders 44-1. I know, I like it. I think it's good reasoning. James, let me hear one.
I mean, I like, if you want to get a long shot here, I like San Francisco 36-1. I think that's a good way to bet this money line as well. If they win, I think they get, would it be Dallas? Well, there's a lot of stuff to shake out in the NFC. You can look at matchups, but I think that that's a team that can kind of go on the road and play any style as well, just based on their run game and what they can do and the physicality they have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. For me, I don't know. Bet Georgia alternate spreads. I think they might kill Alabama Tuesday.
Nice.
I'll give you one. It's not going to hit. We've talked about the Jags too much as well. But Ravens 140-1 to win the AFC.
No.
I mean, if Lamar's healthy, who the hell wants to face that team?
Everybody.
Yeah, seriously. any team you can throw the ball.
Oh, come on. With Tyler Huntley, they've been almost beating the Packers. They almost beat the Rams last week.
That's true.
Like, they've been fighting in these games. Like, this Ravens
team first get home, anyone. But they won't get a home game. That's for damn sure.
So what do they need to happen then?
Well,
they need the Colts to lose.
They got to beat the Steelers. And then I think the Raiders have to. I think the Chargers have to win because they would have the they wouldn't have the tiebreaker. They might have to tie, actually.
There's like four things they need to have happen that aren't going to happen.
They need a lot. They might need a tie.
They might need a tie.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Cook's bet.
By the way, for one more Madden year moment, Tom Brady was on the cover this year. So, hey, he wins the MVP.
Can you bet someone to tear their ACL? Is that still a thing? Does manicure still exist?
Yeah, Mahomes and Brady are on it this year, so it's not much of a curse.
Are they? Jeez, I didn't even like think about buying Madden this year.
Yeah, so Steelers, so Ravens need the Browns to lose on Monday night. Boom. That already happened. A Colts to lose the Jags, Dolphins to lose to the Patriots.
That makes sense.
And Chargers to lose to the Raiders.
They have to lose to the Raiders?
Yes.
How the fuck would they have the tiebreaker over the Chargers or the Raiders? I don't know, man. There's like 18 tiebreakers.
Yeah, that's maybe like they lost a coin flip or something. I don't know. All right. That's it. Last week of the season. It's been very long. Honestly, like the 2 weeks, I definitely needed them. I just needed them to get ready to do college basketball pods or something. I don't know. But it's been fun. We've got playoffs to look forward to. Go Jags. Go Jags. They're winning.
Go Seahawks.
Follow us on Twitter.
Over party.
And the over party.
Party everywhere.
Follow us on Twitter at the Sharpside Pod. You can now review on Spotify. Leave a review if you listen on Spotify. If you haven't, you're listening on Apple, leave a review. It always helps. Send us up the list. Send us up the charts. Apologies again for nothing the past 2 weeks, but just busy holiday time for the three of us. So thanks for bearing with us. Hopefully you caught a couple of college football bowl game winners over the break. But Austin, last regular season weekend of the NFL. What are we going to do, my friend?
Let's go win some money.
Do it. Thanks, guys.